Our guest in the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Yeah, and Alice is visiting with us on the phone line here again. So The Lion King is coming out, and this is a live-action remake of the famous Disney animated movie from the 90s. But is live-action, is that a good term to use?
No,
for this?
It's not for that. It looks like it's live-action, and that's what I actually thought they were doing. But in reality, it's called computer-generated photorealism. Mm-hmm. They have created every single thing in that movie on... it's basically a big-time animated movie. It's the way they did the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Everything is created. All the animals they appear to be real, but they're really not.
Wow. So everything you see, and it's beautiful. I saw the trailer, and it looks beautiful. But everything
is just breathtaking. Yes, it's just absolutely beautiful. And the animals, and the movement. They have gazelles and giraffes and ostriches, elephants, and of course the lions and the hyenas and the ones we're familiar with. But it's in a different realm because the original was a hand-drawn cartoon.
Right.
And people are really fixated on that. I thought the whole world would just love this movie. Yeah. And there are a lot of critics and people in general who don't like it because they're just so much in favor of the original.
Right.
They like the original so much better.
Which came out in 1994. I was gonna get to that, and so the reviews are somewhat mixed. I would say there are some good reviews, but certainly there's some negative reviews. Mm-hmm. Also, you always run a risk in remaking a very popular movie. One of the critics says, even if it were good, the best this movie could hope for was to be an imitation of something that was perfect to begin with. So when you're facing that kind of attitude, yeah, going in, you've got a pretty tough road to hoe.
I was just so surprised because this same technique, the director is John Favreau, who's also an actor, and he was just recently had a big role in the Spider-Man movies. He directed the Jungle Book recently,
right.
Disney's Jungle Book, and it was exactly the same thing. It had one live character, and everything in it was this photorealism. And the critics as a whole absolutely loved that. Well, now the very same thing. They're saying it's just not right. It doesn't have enough emotion. They're not those other characters. And the music shouldn't be coming from those animals. I saw that movie, the original, one time in 1994, and I'm probably not as devoted to it as some people are.
And that may be it. It's like the new Coke. You know, people were so sold on the old Coke that they hated the new Coke, and it's kind of something
exactly
like that. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. This is the voices of James Earl Jones, Donald Glover, Beyonce Knowles, Seth Rogen. So some great talent there. And
right.
I have not seen the audience ratings of the movie yet on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not out yet, but I'm betting that the average moviegoer that goes to this is probably going to enjoy it, and you obviously enjoyed it yourself.
I did very much, and I didn't just enjoy it. I marveled at how did they do that.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. And everyone, when I walked out of the theater, it was supposedly an all-critic screening, but there were a lot of other people there too, but everyone just seemed to be so knocked out by it that I was then pretty knocked out to find out that some people didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left. Your favorite movie so far this summer?
That would be Yesterday, which came out almost 2 months ago.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Well, it's a while back.
Yeah.
It's the first of the summer. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. We're not too far. We're not all the way through July yet.
Yeah.
It's very imaginative, and it stars this British guy named Himesh Patel, and he's a big star. He's been the star of a TV series that's run for like 40 years on British TV, mm-hmm, but he's been on it for the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays Jack. He's the guy who just happens to know who the Beatles are when the rest of the world have never heard of them.
Yeah, it's a very bizarre thing that happens that somehow the whole world loses memory of the Beatles, but I won't give it away. They also lose memory, because I have seen this and I enjoyed it too. The world forgets about certain other very famous things. So there's these little gaps in our memory. But I thought he was a great performer, and I'm a big Beatles fan, but I thought he did a fantastic job in performing those songs, and it's just got a lot of spirit about it. That's it's just, and as they say, it is a feel-good movie.
It definitely is. Richard Curtis, who's the Ron Tom, the romantic comedy guy from the writer from England, and Danny Boyle, who has had directed it, and he's had all kinds of hits and Oscars and whatever. And it's lightweight for some people. I guess anyway, I did find out just recently that the Beatles themselves endorsed it. The remaining Beatles did.
They didn't
really have a part in making it, but they gave it their blessing.
Right. I don't think it could have been made otherwise. But
No, they paid them to.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we agree on that. That's a very enjoyable movie. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, kid.
Yes, thank you.
Over the phone line, as it were. And it's Harold Banner, movie critic, Alice Reese. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.